last sentence, last highlighted sentence. It can be achieved with large-scale production. This is out of China. Next slide. MarineDrugs.com. They have a review here on conotoxin venom patents trending in academia and in the industry of conotoxin venom production. How many of you even knew there was a whole industry for conotoxin venom manufacturing? That's found in all COVID-19 patients. Look at this. This is the last 41 years of conotoxin patents. How many have been applied for? How many have been granted? Look at this. Starting in 1981, you just see them growing, 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 growing. These are all the patents from around the world. Conotoxin patents for the last 41 years. And then look what happens at 2020. It's like people stop being interested in applying for new patents for conotoxins. All of these led up to 2020, then it dies down to a zero in 2022. Isn't that interesting? Okay, next slide. This is the same article. We're looking at patents for conotoxins, venoms found from the ocean snails in COVID-19 patients. I highlighted the top part for you. The visual is all the institutions around the world that own, have applied for, and have active or inactive patents for conotoxin venoms. But look at the top. The Institute of Chemical Defense, Chinese Academy of Military Science, have all of their applications for conotoxins still pending. The most recent pending applications belong to Kineta in the Institute of Chemical Defense of the Chinese Academy of Military Sciences. Why would the Chemical Defense of the Chinese Academy of Military Sciences want conotoxin venoms? Why? Who knows? Look at that list there. Whole bunch of people applying for, supplying, and getting grants. Next slide. And patents for conotoxins. This shows each of the universities around the world who have seen growth of their patents that they're applying for conotoxin venom manufacturing. What I find interesting is all of them are from China, except for two down near the bottom. You'll see Children's Medical Center here in America owns patents on conotoxin venoms. Don't put any conotoxin venoms in children, by the way. That's very dangerous. And then you'll see Clemson University has a 100% increase in applications for conotoxin venoms over the last 6 years. Why? Why do they need conotoxin venoms? Why? Next slide. Between 2016 and 2022, these countries that submitted the most patent applications for conotoxin inventions were number one, you'll see on the bar graph, is China. China has in the last 6 years, 29 different conotoxin venom manufacturing patents. Who's the second highest country in the world with conotoxin venom patents? The United States of America with 9. And then Canada, Australia, and Japan all are tied for third with 6 different conotoxin venom patents over the last 6 years. All right, next slide. Just note, this is way bigger. This is way bigger than you think. Dr. Artis is just saying it was found in Italy. No. All the countries around the world are manufacturing conotoxin venoms and are very interested in this stuff. On the screen, you see the Department of Justice, the United States Department of Justice logo. To the right, you'll see cone snails, 2 of them. Why did I put them there? Because on the Department of Justice's website right now, they have an article from 2012, 10 years ago, 8 years before the pandemic started. Let's look at it. It's titled, Conotoxins, Potential Weapons from the Sea. Date published 2012. Next slide. We're going to look at this one line at a time. Conotoxins are a pharmacologically and chemically diverse group of toxins found in their venom, says the Department of Justice. Next slide. A number of species of cone snails, such as Conus geographus, are deadly to humans. Next slide. The most lethal effect of conotoxins, per the United States Department of Justice in 2012, the most lethal effect of conotoxins to humans is muscle paralysis of the diaphragm, causing respiratory arrest. Oh my God, can you say COVID? This is exactly what the French researcher said. These venoms are targeting nicotine receptors in the brainstem that control the diaphragm's ability to contract. The animal or the human becomes hypoxic. Their oxygen levels drop as you can't breathe. That's what COVID was. It wasn't respiratory virus. No. All right. So just know this is what the Department of Justice is saying. They're worried about these conotoxin venoms. Next slide. You'll see here highlighted. Concerns in the homeland security field exist that certain conotoxins could be weaponized and used as an aerosol. Really? That's interesting because it's found in the blood and feces of COVID-19 patients 8 years later. Yeah, I bet it has been used. Now look at this and pay attention. Conotoxins at risk of terrorist use include alpha conotoxins, which are the ones found in the Italy's patient's blood and feces. I just showed you. I even said it, alpha conotoxins. You'll see it over and over. So alpha conotoxins can be used as a terrorist weapon. Kappa conotoxins. And then there's one here abbreviated O-conotoxins. Do you know what in the Greek alphabet O stands for? I find this not ironic or funny whatsoever. O-conotoxins. The O in the alphabet of the Greek alphabet, which is what alpha, kappa are represented here in this study and in all research studies. O-conotoxins actually means Omicron conotoxins. And what is the one variant they ain't getting off of for the last year almost? Omicron variant. There is a concern from the Department of Justice that Omicron variants of conotoxins can be weaponized and aerosolized and will be used by terrorists to cause respiratory failure over populated areas. We went over this in great detail with Jonathan Otto in the CoVenom 19 documentary. You can go to CoVenomSeries.com and watch it for free. All right, next slide. All right, this is the World Economic Forum. Raise your hand at home. Raise your hand or high-five your spouse, whoever's there. High-five your spouse if you actually are convinced the World Economic Forum might have something to do with COVID-19 and this idea that they need to depopulate the planet. Wait, nope, go back. Go back. The World Economic Forum has a mission statement. It is titled, "We are committed to improving the state of the world." The World Economic Forum, their logo you see on the screen, it says they are committed to improving the state of the world. Most of the audiences are convinced that the World Economic Forum, by the year 2030, wants to depopulate the planet because there's too many humans that are using up the resources on the planet. They're committed to improving the state of the world. On the World Economic Forum's website right now, published since 2015, they actually have an article that's titled, "How Blank Will Improve the State of the World." They're committed to improving the state of the world. That's their mission statement. That's why they meet every year in Davos. This is why they meet, to improve the state of the world. 2012, the Department of Justice said, "We're concerned that conotoxins could be a potential weapon used by bioterrorism weapon used as an aerosol to cause respiratory failure and distress." Oh my God, we're seeing it now found in COVID-19 patients all over the world. Next slide. Let's show World Economic Forum on their site, 2015. "How can killer snails improve the state of the world?" The World Economic Forum's commitment is to improving the state of the world. They have an article titled, "How can killer snails improve the state of the world?" Ask me if the date is ironic. Look at the date, bottom left of the top of this header. September 11th, 2015. I don't think that's ironic. They chose September 11th to publish this article. Next slide. You'll see in there, it's all about conotoxins. This is the article. It actually reads, "Most people wouldn't think of snails as venomous creatures, but just like snakes, scorpions, and spiders, they have an extraordinary potential to contribute to medical science." Really? Really. Medical science. This is the World Economic Forum. They're committed to improving the state of the world. Are you convinced they're trying to kill people? Do you really think conotoxins, which are deadly to humans, could be used for medical science? Next statement, next paragraph. "Venomous, potent, fast-acting, and extremely efficient. In short, it has all the makings of a successful drug." This is how they view venoms. They can use them as drugs. Isolate them as drugs. Manufacture them as drugs. It even gets more nefarious than that. "The venom of cono snails, or killer snails as I lovingly refer to them, allows these slow-moving predators, like the World Economic Forum, on an agile prey by shutting down a fish's normal functions, preventing them from escaping." It's exactly what they want for you. They don't want you escaping. They want you to be a part of their plot. "We're going to slowly introduce venoms throughout the world. And this is the 15 different conotoxins, these killer snails." The World Economic Forum states on an article, 2015, "How killer snails can improve the state of the world." Seriously? Okay. I don't think so. Next slide. Look at the bottom on this screen. You'll see I screenshotted out the first conotoxin identified in COVID-19 patients' blood and feces, the snail venom. It's actually abbreviated conotoxin C19.6. Directly out of the study, this is what Mike Adams was talking about when they ion fractioned the actual venom. They identified through the DNA database that it was identical to this venom from conotoxins called conotoxin 19.6. Ask me if I find it ironic. The first conotoxin listed in this study is abbreviated C19. Isn't that funny? C19.6. All right, next slide. It's at the top. I just moved it to the top of this next screen. I just need y'all to pay attention to this. Conotoxin C19.6 is the exact component of venom found from this venomous snail in the ocean in COVID-19 patients' blood and feces. Next slide. Look at this. Conotoxin C19.6 for sale on Gentar.com. You can buy this exact venom called Conotoxin C19.6 manufactured in yeast. And you see the price right there, 1,000 micrograms or nanograms for $2,103. I just want you to know, there's groups, you can actually go online and buy any of these venoms. Now, what's interesting is, do not listen to any medical doctor who tells you the body's making these venom peptides. That is not what's happening. You can manufacture these in facilities around the world, and you can even buy them. They're finding them in the patient's bodies. The question is, how did it get there? Either through aerosolization, like the Department of Justice is concerned about. They're all talking about this is a respiratory thing. I'm not. I believe they're just putting it in water. You're drinking it and you're getting sick. That's what I think. And now I also believe they're using these conotoxin venoms inside of COVID-19 patients. You better stay tuned. I'm going to keep educating y'all on what these conotoxin venoms and how they correlate to all the injuries of COVID-19 vaccinated patients. They're directly correlated to the side effects of conotoxin venoms. Now to go a step further, at the top of the screen, this is the one of the other conotoxin venoms found in COVID-19 patients. Look at the name. I couldn't even make this up. It's at the top of the screen. Sigma conotoxin GV3A. That's the exact protein found from conotoxins. Now look on this website, Gentar.com. Look at all the Sigma conotoxin GV3A venom proteins you can purchase at home and all their pricings to the right. If you want this much, it's $1,231. You want this much? If you want it grown in E. coli, yeast, or mammal cells, even mammal cells can grow this type of venom from cone snails. I just want you to know, when they said they found this protein venom from venom of cone snails in COVID-19 patients, they're manufacturing this stuff all around the world. I just showed you the patents from China, America, Canada, UK, Australia. They all have these patents for these venoms they're finding in COVID-19 patients. Do not believe the lie. This is not a bat virus of nothing. It is weaponizing of venoms. Why is this important? Joe Biden just said 100 million Americans are going to get COVID over the next 5 months. Really? COVID is venom. Be aware this is how they're going to make you sick. Well, I'm going to teach you how we're going to protect you. Next slide actually shows at the top. Conotoxin VI15.1. And you can see when I typed in the search on Gentar.com, all of the specific venoms under that protein name from cone snails. Next slide. Now this is bungarotoxins. This is crate venom. Each of the crate venoms found in COVID-19 patients, Malayan crate, king cobra, or Malayan crate, banded crate venom, they're all on Gentar.com. You can find all the manufacturers conveniently located on this one site. This is like the Amazon or eBay for venoms. You can buy them all at Gentar.com and find all the manufacturers there. One easy location. You'll see your kappa bungarotoxins, alpha, beta, phospholipase A2 at the bottom. You'll see it there from crate venom. You can buy them online. Next slide. You can also buy cobra toxin, king cobra venom if you want it. Synthetically made in E. coli or wherever. Alpha cobra toxin. This is what was found inside of every COVID-19 patient's blood and feces. I'm not making it up, man. You can buy all these online. Just better do your research. Pay attention. Dr. Harris ain't lying or making anything up. Next slide. I also now have cropped out what are called venom zinc metalloproteinases. These are protein components of venoms of snakes. This is very, very important. You'll see to the left, the protein name highlighted in red is zinc metalloproteinase from the Korean slamosa snake, from the Chinese water moccasin snake, and the Chinese cobra. Next slide. I want y'all to see the actual creatures. You'll see them there. Those are each of the snakes and the venom sources for zinc metalloproteinases in COVID-19 patients. Why is this significant? Zinc metalloproteinases are enzymes in venoms that destroys zinc from your cells in your human body and makes you shred them out of your body. Deplete them through urine, sweat, poop, you name it. You destroy zinc reservoirs in your body. When you become zinc deficient, I'm going to show you here what happens when a patient becomes zinc deficient. From venoms, from whatever you want to call COVID, it is venom. And the venoms that destroy zinc, The reason why Zev Zelenko, Ben Marble, and others were saying from the beginning, you've got to supplement zinc to beat COVID, is because zinc was becoming lost in these COVID-19 patients. They all had very much the same one thing in common, zinc deficiency. When you supplemented zinc, it helped protect against what they were calling the virus pandemic of COVID. The truth is, you were replacing the zinc these zinc metal proteinases of venoms were destroying in the human body. All right, so next slide. What is zinc deficiency? This is from Health Direct in Australia. I want to read this to you. What is zinc deficiency? COVID-caused loss of zinc inside COVID-19 patients was a zinc-destroying component of venom found from those three snakes I just showed you. What happens when zinc deficiency occurs? It's when the body doesn't have enough of the mineral zinc. Let's go to what are the symptoms of not having enough zinc in your body? Look at the first one listed. People with zinc deficiency may also experience hair loss. How many people with COVID-19 have hair loss? A bunch of them do. What about changes in their nails, diarrhea, more infections? When you deplete yourself of zinc, you can't fight other infections. We learned that all throughout COVID. Make sure you're supplementing zinc. This is why Zinc Plus and Doc's Viral Defense are the two supplements I'm actually saying are sponsoring this presentation. I only created these to save your life. All right, more infections. Feeling irritable. Man, everyone in the whole world's probably irritated by listening about COVID-19 anymore. Loss of appetite, impotence, eye problems, weight loss, wounds that take a long time to heal. And imagine my shock to read this the other day. Zinc deficiency leads to a loss of taste and smell. Huh, can you say COVID? This is exactly what was happening to people. These venoms were introduced into the bodies of people. You were destroying zinc. A side effect of that was losing your taste and smell. So I want to just state it for the record here. If you want to try to restore your taste and smell, thousands of people around the world have simply by introducing nicotine gum within 2 to 3 days. Like my wife, 2 years of no taste and smell was all restored in 3 days. Just chewing Nicorette mint flavored gum. However, if some people are doing it and not seeing the same results, you just need to add zinc supplements. If you have an oral liquid version, I think chewing nicotine and adding zinc to your oral cavity at the same time would be a massive benefit. Zinc deficiency is denoted to have a lack of taste and smell as a side effect. This is how COVID-19 was occurring. Next slide. How is zinc deficiency treated? They actually say here at healthdirect.gov of Australia, extra zinc can be obtained from a supplement, usually in the form of a pill or capsule. Well, Zinc Plus at thedoctorartistshow.com and Doc's Viral Defense, if you just combine these two, you'll be good for the rest of the cold flu season. And they both have zinc at the right amount you need. Next slide. This is from Frontiers. These are medical research papers. I'll just run through these. Effectiveness of oral zinc and the prevention and mitigation of COVID-19. Yeah, no kidding. Next slide. The findings from our study suggest that zinc supplementation in all three doses, 10 milligrams, 25 milligrams, and 50 milligrams, may be an effective prophylaxis of symptomatic COVID-19 and may mitigate the severity of COVID-19 infection. So this is something well known in the research community too. Supplement zinc, you'll protect the life of these individuals and the severity of their COVID-19 infection. Joe Biden just said 100 million Americans are going to have COVID over the next 5 months. Guess how you stop that from being severe? Zinc Plus, Doc's Viral Defense. Don't even ask you questions. Just do it. I'm here to try to save your life. Next slide. Zinc and COVID-19. Immunity, susceptibility, severity, and intervention. Read the blue highlighted part. Zinc supplementation plays a potentially protective role in enhancing immunity, decreasing susceptibility, shortening the illness duration, and reducing the severity of COVID-19. We recommend that zinc levels should be monitored. Just so you know. I just told you how much to take. Now let's look at this published. This is the actual a published study on JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association. This one is very important. I want you guys to pay attention to because this is the lies the medical profession is publishing so their medical doctors read them and then don't tell you to take zinc. Ready? Effective high-dose zinc and vitamin C, ascorbic acid supplementation, versus usual care of symptom length and reduction among ambulatory patients with SARS-CoV-2. So they're going to compare standard of care treatment for COVID-19 patients, and then they're going to supplement with zinc and vitamin C, and then the combination of zinc and vitamin C, and they're going to see what the outcomes are. The end point I'm going to show you here. This research study was designed to see at what point does the patient report a reduction of 50% of all their symptoms with COVID. At what day do these people's symptoms with COVID reduce to 50%? Ready? Let's get into it. The study was stopped for a low conditional power for benefit with no significant difference between the four groups for the primary endpoint. The primary endpoint for the researchers was, we want to see if we do just regular standard of care, medical doctor treatment, or no treatment at all, versus treating them with medicine and giving them vitamin C, zinc, and the combination of both. That's the four groups. Which groups heal the fastest to 50% reduced symptoms? Then they said they stopped the study early because they didn't see anything working for the treatment groups with zinc and vitamin C. Oh, really? Let's read the next sentence. Ready? Patients who received usual medical care without supplements achieved a 50% reduction in symptoms at an average of 6.7 days. So the endpoint was they found COVID-19 patients who just got the regular medical care, their symptoms reduced by 50% on days 6.7 compared with 5.5 days for the vitamin C group, which is better than the medically treated group by a full 24 hours. They saw the vitamin C group 50% reduced symptoms of COVID at 5.5 days. The zinc group alone, their symptoms were reduced by 50% on day 5.9. And then the combined group, vitamin C and zinc, their reduced symptoms of COVID by 50% was day 5.5. Just so you know, it's so ridiculous to read research studies. They actually published that when they gave these things, these options to patients who were sick with COVID for 7 days, each of the vitamin C, zinc, and the combination of zinc and vitamin C outperformed by a full day the results created by the medical treatment, the usual standard of care. There was a full day less of sickness with the supplement group than the actual medical treated group, but they said that difference of one full day wasn't significantly different enough to even recommend vitamin C and zinc. Well, I think if you had COVID, I don't know about you, I think if I had one less day, whole day of being sick by simply supplementing vitamin C or zinc or the both, I think I would take that. People don't like being sick. They'd rather be well faster. This is how they manipulate data in research studies. All right, next slide. All right, let me make sure I'm on the right slide. All right, so next slide. There we go. Perfect. So treatment with high-dose zinc, vitamin C, or a combination of the two supplements did not significantly decrease the duration of symptoms compared with the standard of care. So they said it was only a one-day difference. That's not large enough to publish that vitamin C, zinc worked versus our medical treatment standard of care. This is a flat-out lie. They're just lying to you. It actually found there was a full day less sickness with those who supplemented in the first week of having COVID. Next slide.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with a Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quiet suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
Say that vitamin C and zinc do not reduce SARS-CoV-2 symptoms from this study. I'll show you. All you got to do is go to the conclusions of the study. It says these interventions did not significantly shorten the duration of symptoms associated with the virus compared with the medical care. What a lie. It just showed you a whole full day that you could have been returned to work. You don't think that's a good idea or a benefit? All right, so that's what they concluded. How can they say this? Well, let's look.
Last sentence. Last highlighted sentence. It can be achieved with large-scale production.
This is out of China. Next slide. MarineDrugs.com. They have a review here on conotoxin venom patents trending in academia and in the industry of conotoxin venom production. How many of you even knew there was a whole industry for conotoxin venom manufacturing? That's found in all COVID-19 patients. Look at this. This is the last 41 years of conotoxin patents. How many have been approved? Who conducted this study? Conflict of interest for this study where they said vitamin C and zinc didn't work to reduce symptoms. Check this out. The main author, Dr. McWilliams, reported receiving consulting fees from Gilead Sciences. Gilead Sciences. Anybody remember who Gilead is? Why would this guy write a study who receives money from Gilead? Why would he say zinc and vitamin C don't help with COVID? You shouldn't supplement it. Why? Do y'all remember? Next slide. What drug did Gilead make? Here you go. This is on Gilead's website. Top left. Look to the right. May 1st, 2020. Gilead's investigational antiviral drug Remdesivir receives Food and Drug Administration emergency use authorization for COVID-19. The one drug we've been educating the whole world of relentlessly on its toxic dangers around the world, Remdesivir, is made by the company Gilead. Gilead pays consulting fees to the author of this study for COVID-19 and using supplements. Why do they not want you using supplements? Why would they ever want to lie to you and stop a research study early because they didn't see improvements? Yes, they did. They even told you what it was. In fact, the improvements were going too well for the vitamin supplements that they stopped the research study altogether and then published that there was no significant improvement in the amount of days to reduce your symptoms by 50% with vitamin C and zinc. Oh, no, they lied to you. And the reason why they lied to you is because the author is paid for by Gilead. If they could make you really sick with COVID by not telling you these supplements worked, you would get worse. You would end up in a hospital, and then Gilead would sell a crap ton of their Remdesivir to you. This is the great setup. This is the great lie narrated in research studies around the world, especially correlating to COVID. Next slide. The Centers for Disease Control, CDC, published this in December 30th, 2020. This is actually 16 days after the shots started going out for COVID-19 on December 14th. This is December 30th. The CDC publishes this online brochure for all medical doctors around the world. They want all medical doctors knowing what are the considered contraindications and the precautions to giving the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines to people in America. I want you to read this slide from the CDC. It says none of these are contraindications, nor are they precautions to getting the mRNA COVID-19 shots. A history of allergic reactions not related to vaccines, injectable therapies, components of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, or polysorbates, including if the person has a history of allergic reactions to any of these things, it is not a contraindication to not give them the shots. So look at the third bullet point on the left. If the patient has a history of an allergic reaction to venom, you still give them the mRNA COVID-19 shots. Now, my curiosity is this. Never in the history of mankind has there been a vaccine with a warning that even if the person has been allergic to venom in the past, you still give them the shot. Why would they even include this? They know the weapon of COVID. They know it's venom. In fact, the shots themselves, I'm concerned enough there's venom in the shots. This is why they're saying this isn't a contradiction. They've had reaction to venoms in the past, just so you know. Who in the world has ever said this person died from an allergic reaction to getting bit by a king cobra? They never say that. They just say the venom killed them. They got bit by a snake, and the venom is dangerous and deadly and toxic, and it killed them. They actually listed here a history of allergic reactions to venoms. People don't have allergic reactions to venoms.
You die from venoms. You get poisoned by venoms. So weird. It's like saying you have an allergic reaction to bleach. Bleach is a poison. Just don't swallow it. It's deadly. All right, so venom. Why are we worried about venom? On this slide, Dr. Charles Hoff in the vaccines. Why am I worried about venom in the shots? Dr. Charles Hoff issued a dire warning about mRNA vaccines. He points to D-dimer blood test and negative impacts of clot shots. He reported 60% of his mRNA-injected patients had elevated D-dimers. What are elevated D-dimers, you might ask? Go to Medscape.com. This is from 2019. You'll see the date, November 2019. How are elevated D-dimer levels interpreted? These people educate medical doctors and lab technicians. If you see elevated D-dimers, like Charles Hoff saw with his mRNA-injected patients for COVID, this is what they state. Next slide. Patients, doctors should look for. Look at the highlighted one at the bottom. Of the five bullet points medical doctors are supposed to look for with elevated D-dimers, you're supposed to look for snake venom poisoning. The four bullet points above there are simply types of blood clots found in the body, like a thrombus formation, like a deep vein thrombosis. Thrombus means blood clot. Ruling out deep vein thrombosis is number two. Monitoring anti-blood clot treatments or drugs. Disseminating intravascular coagulation. So blood clots going on all around the body. The fifth bullet point, snake venom poisoning, is what medical doctors are supposed to look for when they see elevated D-dimers, because snake venom causes blood clotting. A lot of people say snake venom doesn't, but it does. All right, now Penn, University of Pennsylvania. Why is this so important? These two people on the screen, their name is Cataline Carrico and Drew Wiseman from University of Pennsylvania, where Donald Trump graduated from. University of Pennsylvania, mRNA scientists Drew Wiseman and Cataline Carrico received the 2021 Lasker Award, America's top biomedical research prize. Why'd they get it? Because subtitle, Wiseman and Carrico's mRNA technology is recognized for enabling rapid development of highly effective COVID-19 vaccines. These are the people that created the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. Drew Wiseman and Cataline Carrico. I wanted you to see their face and their names. This is where they are. Next slide. This is Cataline Carrico. You'll see her name in the blue at the bottom. All the way to the right, you'll see the other guy, Drew Wiseman, who's credited with creating the COVID-19 mRNA shots that reports 60% elevated D-dimers that should be looked at as snake venom poisoning. This is from 2008, a research study done by these two guys. Next slide. What they're doing is mRNA technology funded by the NIH. I'll show you here in just a second. This is the research study by Cataline Carrico and Drew Wiseman in 2008. A likely contributing factor to the enhanced translation observed with the modification is an increase in biological stability of mRNAs. Indeed, higher resistance to hydrolysis by phosphodiesterases from snake venom and spleen has been reported when uridine was replaced in dinucleotide substrates. I want you to recognize snake venom poisoning is what doctors are told by Medscape to look for with elevated D-dimers, which is what Charles Hoff out of Canada found. And then the people who created these shots, the mRNA shots, are using snake venom phosphodiesterase in their research to do mRNA gene editing therapy since 2008. Next slide. This is in the study. They acknowledge the work was supported by the NIAID department at the NIH. Next slide. You'll see their names are highlighted. Cataline Carrico and Drew Wiseman have formed a small biotech company that receives funding from the NIH to explore the use of nucleoside-modified mRNA for gene therapy. This is what they've been doing since 2009 with Anthony Fauci's department, making mRNA shots. This is another study by them in this last 13 years, 2011, done at the University of Pennsylvania by Drew Wiseman, Cataline Carrico. You see their names on the slide. Judy Mikovits would like me to mention that Robert H. Silverman is one of the co-authors here. She does not like him and does not trust him. Next slide. Inside their August 2011 mRNA study, Drew Wiseman and Cataline Carrico say this. RNA was cleaved efficiently by RNase A, RNase H, RNase T1, RNase T2, nuclease P1, and snake venom phosphodiesterase. They're using snake venom in their mRNA research. I just want you to see it. Elevated D-dimers, look for snake venom poisoning. The people that made the shots in their mRNA research for the last 13 years, they use snake venom phosphodiesterase in their research to cleave or cut RNA or DNA to insert mRNA of their choosing. That's what they're saying they're doing. All right, this substance called snake venom phosphodiesterase. Next slide. I showed this on Mike Adams. This whole presentation is about what you're going to do at home to prevent dying from COVID or from your individuals and loved ones who have gotten the mRNA shots. how to keep them possibly from having any more detrimental side effects of the shots injected into them. Drew Wiseman and Kathleen Carrico, who created the mRNA COVID-19 shots, who, by the way, also, you can look it up online, they have received a $3 million royalty payment on the COVID-19 shots that are going around. No one else is getting those royalty checks, just those two people. All right, so I just want you to know, here at Innovative Research, this company has recently been purchased by Thermo Fisher Scientific, the same company that makes the little DynaBeads, which are magnetic beads found in the COVID-19 patients that made people magnetized when you put metal up against them after getting the shots. Thermo Fisher Scientific now owns this company, Innovative Research, but you can find this product still on their homepage or on their website. Snake venom phosphodiesterase that's used by the research studies, the people who created the COVID-19 shots. You can buy it here for $133. Next slide. They actually tell you, before you buy it, in the buyer's description paragraph, it says, this component of venom, snake venom phosphodiesterase, it is inhibited by reducing agents such as glutathione, cysteine, which is N-acetylcysteine, and ascorbic acids, vitamin Cs, and completely inhibited by EDTA. Everyone in the world, please listen. My worries and concerns of the adverse side effects to the COVID-19 shots correlate to what these two people, Drew Wiseman and Kathleen Carrico, who created them. They used a substance called snake venom phosphodiesterase in their research to cleave RNA and DNA, and they've been funded by Anthony Fauci's department since 2008 to do this. And they're using this component right now on the screen I'm showing you. The manufacturers of this stuff, which this is isolated from rattlesnake venom, they state you can destroy this component of venom if you mix it with glutathione, vitamin C, NAC, or EDTA. Each of these are supplements. All of you should be supplementing if you've gotten these shots or been shed on or worried about shedding from the vaccines. Glutathione, N-acetylcysteine, ascorbic acid, vitamin C, and EDTA. Yeah, it's all supplements. Go buy it. I have NAC at my website. You don't need to get it from me. I don't care where you get it. But I have NAC and selenium. Selenium's in our Doc's Viral Defense. That's a component the liver uses to make glutathione. Next slide. August 2011, I just want to remind the audiences, the NIH pays Kathleen Carrico and Drew Wiseman to do mRNA gene therapy using snake venom phosphodiesterase. Utah State University, 2018. How to make synthetic snake venom through a process called genetic engineering. They know how to make the one component, and they know how to make all the components of venoms using this technology. Synthetic snake venom from the crotalid snake and its phospholipase A2 toxic venom component using genetic engineering. And what did they do? They just introduced it to E. coli, and E. coli just started manufacturing it, this bacteria. The term genetic engineering I want you all to focus on. Utah State University is doing, in their biological engineering department, doing something called genetic engineering. It, by definition, in this study, genetic engineering means how to get bacteria to make synthetic snake venom in this one component called phospholipase A2 that was found killing all the COVID-19 patients in the University of Arizona study. Phospholipase A2. Next slide. The future of medicine. From Time Magazine. Bottom right-hand subtitle from 1999. Read it. How genetic engineering will change us in the next century. Genetic engineering defined by Utah State University in 2018 is how to get synthetic snake venom, phospholipase A2, made by a microorganism like E. coli. Well, I just showed you on the screen that you can purchase your synthetic snake venom to be made in E. coli bacteria, or made in mammal cells, which is you, or made in yeast. This is the future of medicine as defined in 1999, put for the whole world to see on Time Magazine, the future of medicine. How genetic engineering will change us in the next century. This is the next century. And what are they finding? Venoms in all the COVID-19 patients. It is even more diabolical or evil, diabolical than I even considered before. Not only are they introducing venoms via the air, aerosolizing them, putting them in their water, which they know they can do, Venom Tech, and Mike Adams did a great new review of their company. They make snake venom peptides with nano carriers they just put in water and you can drink it. Be mindful also, around the country right now, you're hearing reports of E. coli outbreaks all over the place. Wendy's, lettuce, fast food chains. You're seeing E. coli and water treatment plants all over the country. They know they can use E. coli to make synthetic venom that is called genetic engineering. These venoms can be made in yeast. I'm just going to summarize this for all of you. For those of you that are wondering, how in the world are they orchestrating this massive amount of venoms in the bodies of people? They know mammal cells will make venom if they just instruct it to with the right information, the right venom peptides. I just showed you. You can order it. Mammal cells will do it. Yeast will do it, and E. coli will do it. How does this correlate to the outcomes we've seen with COVID-19 patients? Number one, diabetics are the people dying the most from COVID. It is also the group of people being researched, and I looked at to see how the biological weapon called COVID is working. Diabetics are ending up in hospitals and dying from COVID more than any other group of people, period. How does this correlate to E. coli and yeast? We'll just look it up. You will see a direct correlation to COVID-19 and outcomes of mortality. Death with COVID-19 is 31% of all people that also have co-infections of E. coli in the gut or in the urinary tract. Diabetics have a really hard time clearing and killing off bacteria in their body because their extra blood sugar feeds bacteria. You know what else they struggle with? Fungal infections like yeast. Yeast infections. Think of vaginal yeast infections in women. That's yeast. Yeast manufactures venoms in the presence of the body. When you have COVID-19 patients go into hospitals and they inject the patient immediately with an antibiotic like vancomycin, which is their favorite, and then azithromycin, which is another one, the use of these two antibiotics destroy healthy bacteria but create a secondary problem, yeast overgrowth. So these COVID-19 patients, when they're pumping them full of antibiotics, they're creating yeast overgrowth. If you're diabetic or obese, you're going to have a hard time killing off that yeast. But guess what the yeast will do in the presence of venoms? Replicate and make more synthetic venoms. This is why those people that died in Arizona study, all of them had 20 times the amount of this PLA2 in their body, this rattlesnake neurotoxin, they said, is because these people most likely had co-infections of E. coli and yeast. This is the direct correlation to all diabetics struggling to clear COVID and they're having worse outcomes with COVID. Isn't it shocking that smokers, the people we assume to be the ones most riddled with cancer and immune suppression, were the ones who are surviving this pandemic the most? Nicotine is protective. If you can't chew nicotine gum and it makes you sick, if you chew nicotine to try to get these venoms off of your nicotine receptors that, remember, are in your brain, heart, kidneys, your intestines and colon, testes and ovaries, that's where the nicotine receptors are. These venoms are targeting. If you chew nicotine gum, 2 milligram tablets is the most you need to chew, or bite it in half and do a 1 milligram tablet. Do that 2 to 3 times a day. If you chew nicotine and within minutes you feel like you need to throw up or have diarrhea, the venoms are tied to nicotine receptors along 13 meters of your colon and small intestine. So yes, as soon as nicotine binds to those and your body releases the venom, do you think you're going to feel sick or well? It's just like food poisoning. If you have a huge reaction of nausea and vomiting after chewing the nicotine for the first, second time, please just reduce the dose and the frequency of using the nicotine. You have tons of venom in your body. I'm telling you, reduce the nicotine or do a patch version. Just slap a patch on once a day. Get it at the local pharmacy. Put it on your skin and wear it all day long. It's not as impactful or as severe a detox for the intestines that have nicotine receptors with venoms all over them now. If you put it on your skin, nicotine will get absorbed into your bloodstream, circulate through your body, then get to your bowels. So it might be a less severe reaction. If you have a major reaction to nicotine, you have lots of venom. So you got to find a way to slow down how much you're putting into the body. Just reduce it and play with it. Nicotine, your zinc plus, doxviral defense, quercetin, NAC is in this, which we just mentioned. N-acetylcysteine is an inhibitor to the venoms. Doxviral defense along with Zinc Plus. That's why these two products I'm actually using as the only sponsor for my show today. You can get them at thedoctorartistshow.com. Go there, get them. Please take care of your family. They're orchestrating a takeover. Not even really a takeover. They're just making us sick and they don't care. They're aerosolizing, weaponizing venoms, and have been doing this for a long time. Multiple countries around the world, including China. China, of all places, owns the majority of the patents active right now on cone snail venoms that they're finding 15 different ones of in patients around the world in Italy. This whole presentation was to enlighten you, inspire you, educate you, and warn you. These are the things you need to be considering to protect your loved ones from here on out. the perfect, do not do these booster vaccines. Do not do any more COVID-19 vaccines. They're irrelevant. Do not use them. They're dangerous. There is no benefit from the vaccines. In fact, I'm convinced. You want to know what the real vaccine for COVID was all along? Cigarettes. I hate to say it, but it's actually nicotine and not cigarettes. I do not recommend cigarettes. I recommend nicotine. Nicotine is the protector, the agonist of these receptors that are targeted by these venoms, leading to all COVID symptoms. If you want to improve your life, your ability to resist being hurt or injured by these future venoms are going to release and call them COVID every year. I'm telling you, the way to avoid it is to reduce your sugar intake, your refined carbohydrate sugar intake, and reduce your body fat percentage, improve your BMI. If you'll do that, use books like Dr. Fung's out of Canada, The Obesity Code and The Diabetes Code, which is, The Diabetes Code is how to reverse type 2 diabetics, which is 90% of all diabetes in the world. If you're going to improve the outcomes for all future variants of COVID, you've got to take care of your health and your life. It requires putting supplements into the body. It requires eating good, healthy, whole foods, vegetables, fruits, meats, healthy meats. Anyway, these are the principles, the basic principles I wanted to make sure we get across to you. I'm Dr. Artis. We love you. I will continue to study. Please stay informed. Please share this with others. Please sign up for our newsletters, because I'm only going to spend the next rest of my life educating you guys how we're coming up with therapeutics for the injuries of the mRNA COVID-19 shots that I know are directly correlated to COVID. I'm actually going to be doing more presentations here very soon as I'm building them out on the conotoxin venoms. In fact, they answer almost everything you've seen video-wise. Athletes dying, people seizuring out and falling over inside subway trains or subways where trains are in public places. You've seen the videos. All of them can be correlated to these venoms I just talked about and reviewed just now in this Italy study out of COVID. I'm Dr. Artis. I love you. I'm here to support you. And God bless you and keep you safe. I will see you next time. Bye.